This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Hi, welcome to the Keep Real podcast, the show that explores real stories from very real people with a focus on mental health. I'm Kim, and today we have reeled in the wonderful Richie Swan, who is an incredible personal trainer and host of the podcast A Girl and a Gay in the Gym, and we'll be discussing why physical and mental fitness matters. So hello, Richie.
Hi there. You all right?
Hi. Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Really good.
Lovely. Fabulous. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your career journey.
Listen, we'd be here all day if I told you about my career journey, because my CV is probably as long as our street. I've done every job, everything going. Some good, some not so
good.
Some good decisions, some bad decisions. Well, I have been a cheap stripper.
I love it. That's the greatest introduction ever.
I wasn't really... No, I've done part-time butler at the Buff. I've worked in a petrol station, in Asda, in restaurants. I've been a paper boy, which lasted 30 seconds when I realised how far and how many papers I had to give out. But I think all the jobs combined and the amount of people I've met through doing everything different has helped me become a good rounder personal trainer on the emotional side of it, and how you deal with different people and know how to everyone interacts differently. So it's given me a really good standing for that side of my job, where is probably the toughest part of them.
Yeah, it's building those relationships.
But how I got into fitness, so it was about 15 years ago. I was doing a job I hated, like everyone, working in a restaurant or doing whatever, and I was serving foods, and every day I felt like I was waking up and it was Groundhog Day. And I was online, and it was when we used to have dial-up internet, so it was plugged up into the wall. And it come up, and it was this advert, and it didn't say what it was, and it was like, do you want to make people feel good? Are you inspired to making a change in the way? And all the wording in it, it draws you in and gets you excited. And I was like, oh my God, I want to be this person. So I didn't even know what it was and sent my CV off to it. And then I got a phone call back going, hi, we work in a gym and it's about selling our memberships. So it was a sales role. And I was like, I'm just sort of inside. He was just drawn to it. And I was not fit. I smoked. I was in McDonald's every night. I was in a Mexican restaurant eating. I literally had no clue about health and fitness. I was 24 and no idea. So anyway, I go to this gym and I'm like, okay, let's just be open-minded. It sounds brilliant. And from that day, like, my life changed in terms of through my experience in health and fitness. I got the job based on personality.
A bit of that, though. It's all
body,
about pizzazz.
Obviously. Well, it is people by people. And that's the biggest thing I've learned over the 15 years. So from that day, I was really drawn into it. You go on loads of psychology courses to do with sales, how to read people, how to deal with people, how to get the best out of people and yourself. I was in sales for about 8 years, working my way up the role from salesperson to sales manager. I ended up becoming a regional trainer in the company to train salespeople. And then what happened was, when there was the financial crash, I think it was, they had to start cutting staff. They went to skeleton staff. So they'd only have a select amount of staff and one manager. Now, because that happened, you had to become fitness qualified if you were a manager, because you might have been the only person on site. So they were like, you're going to have to get your fitness qualification. And I did not want to do it. I was like, I'm not bothered about I'm convincing people, I'm talking people into becoming fit. The personal trainer then does the work from there. So I'd done my course, and the fella who was the assessor, he was going, oh my God, Richie, you are made to do this job. Like, you're a natural. And I was going, listen, I don't want to do this job. I'm happy. 9 to 5, I come in, sit at my desk. I eat at my desk. I do what I want. No one judges me for how I look or what I do. I'm just there to be happy, funny, jazz hands Richie and convince people to join our gym. That's it. I'm getting this qualification to keep my job. Anyway, that happens, and I'm going through life, loving it, doing well, climbing the ladder, doing something I never thought I would. And then my sister got really sick, and we found out she had leukemia. And I was in a gym, in Formby at the time, and there was a personal trainer there when he found out, and he was like, obviously showing a real big interest how she was getting on, giving me ideas like to feed back to her, going, oh, she should be doing this kind of thing for a lifestyle. She decided she was going to do a trek through Borneo to raise money for leukemia. And she was really sick at the time, but she had, do you know what, right? You would never, ever have guessed she was sick. She had the most strong mentality. Like, she could have taught so many people how to live who hadn't knocked up with them, do you know what I mean? And this personal trainer called Will, and he went, listen, she's doing that Borneo. I'm going to PT her for nothing 3 times a week.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, do you know what? What he done for her, like, through just being a good person, like, was a massive thing, do you know what I mean? Obviously, well, my sister passed away, so she was sick for 5 years. We went through a journey. I give bone marrow a couple of times, which never worked. But we never knew at the time that her leukemia, there was no cure for it. There still is no cure for it. And after she passed away, I don't know why, I was like, I left the gyms for a bit because I was like, my mind was like, I can't take other people's problems on. And part of being in your sales element and all that is you're finding out people's problems and helping them feel better and realising that they can overcome that and the gym is going to help them and feel better. But I was in that position where I was like,
yeah, you need to take time for yourself. Yeah.
I've lost my sister. Yeah, I was like, I've lost my sister who's 32. And I was angry. Do you know what I mean? And inside I was like, obviously I grew up gay and I've had anxieties and that. And I've had, like, you learn to deal with things and get on with things. But this was a whole new level. And then, so I come out of gyms for 2 or 3 years. And then when I went back to it, I was like, Will always was in my mind what he'd done. And I was like, as a person, I would love to be able to transfer what he transferred to us and our family and my sister. And that's what was my wake-up call to where I wanted my career and my life to go, was to help people feel good and change their life for a positive.
Did you ever find out where he is, or did you contact him?
He's Irish and he's gone out of personal training and he's a farmer.
Is it?
He's a farmer in Ireland.
He's motivating all the animals and the sheep to be their best selves.
Oh, do you know what though? He was such a kind
That's
man.
That's amazing.
Amazing man. Obviously, when my sister had passed away, she would have been 40, so it must have been, is it 8 years, 32? Yeah, so it must have been 8 years after she passed away, she was going to be 40. And my mum decided to do a bucket list of 40 things she had always wanted to do. So rather than feeling depressed, it was like, right, I'm going to do 40 things and I'm going to achieve them throughout the 40th year.
That's
to celebrate
brilliant.
And keep her with us. So she'd done all mad stuff. She trekked through the Brazilian jungle like Aranita done Borneo. Now, bearing in mind, my mum has lost about 8, 9, 10 stone or something over since my sister's passed away. She had an eye-opener to her life going, I've been in 20-odd stone, obesely overweight for all my life, wasting it. And my daughter would give anything to stay alive. That sparked her life to change and she's dropped weight. She's become active. And then, so what I said was, I'm going to become a yes man. So I just thought, you know what, this year I'm going to say yes to any opportunity where normally fear has held me back. So then I got this opportunity to go and teach in Rise. Someone said, will you come and teach in this freelance studio? Where normally it's gone, oh, I like my comfort zone of the gym I'm in. I'll just teach you. I went, you know what, let's do it. And then someone else went, there's a lip sync battle at the Camp and Furnace. And it was a big, massive event where they were all selling tickets. Now, I would never get on stage. Like, now I would, but back then I wouldn't. And I was like, oh my God, I felt the sick in my throat. So I was like, I'll do it. I ended up doing, dressed as a woman, lip-syncing to Freddie Mercury, I Want to Break Free. And
That's
then ripped
amazing.
My clothes
Did you
off.
Have the fake boobs? Or,
yeah,
did you have
I
fake boobs
I
and
balloons.
Everything?
And then amazing. I ripped them all off into a pair of hot pants and done, right, said Fred, I'm too sexy.
I would have killed to see that. That's amazing.
So all these things and opportunities that were coming in, I'd done. I just felt like that 40th year changed my life in terms of it removed a lot of inhibitions that I had that helped me back as a person. And I was meant to finish the 40th year going to Australia to see family.
Right.
Because Anita never got to go to Australia, and I've always said I'll go and see my family over there. Took 6 weeks out of my life to go to this wedding in March in Australia. Now work, where it was PT, I'm like, you can't take 6 weeks off. You're not taking this time off work. And I was like, well, do you know what? I know.
Yeah.
You not that you need me more than you, but I'm an asset to your company. I've got the busiest classes now. I've been doing it for a bit.
Fierce.
Yeah, and I had the confidence behind me. All these things I've done have built my confidence and made me start having self-worth and knowing my value as a person.
You know what you want and what you deserve.
Yeah. And I weren't afraid to go now and go, listen, I'm taking them 6 weeks off. It's important to me. Now, if my job's not there when I get back, I'm not going to struggle. I will be fine with work. So, obviously, they kept the job open. I went away, done 6 weeks. It was unbelievable. And it turned out, whilst we were there, at the wedding, it fell on my sister's 41st birthday in March.
Right.
So, on her actual birthday, which it was meant to be the end of her 40th year, on her actual birthday, I was there at a wedding celebrating, which was great.
Okay, so with all your experiences, Richie, how do you think that physical fitness helps with mental health?
Oh, wow. I think, well, it's directly related, not just for the scientific side of what it does inside your body with your blood cells, with your endorphins, but if something done consistently over periods of time makes you feel better, if you feel better, you think better.
Yeah.
If you think better, you attract better. If you're attracting better, you're happier.
Love that.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So how much do you recommend people to get active every day, multiple times a day? What tell us what you recommend.
Well, you've got to do what's right for your lifestyle. So you get a lot of people who are like, right, it's only 1 hour of your 24 hours a day. But do you know what? Come on, let's get real. Not everyone has that every day. People have different circumstances. I'd say ideally try and get something that's going to get your heart rate up, your blood, do you know what I mean? Like, get them endorphins going at least 3 times a week if you can. But you know what? If you can only do once a week, it's better than sitting on the couch and doing nothing all week. Do you know what I mean?
Very true, yeah.
I remember I had a client and I used to get really frustrated with him. It was at the beginning when I first started training people. And he actually had to have a word with me and he went, Rich, I am never going to be your transformation of the year. He went, but I will never go to the gym. If I don't come and spend an hour with you once a week, I will never come. So to me, it's an achievement, just getting off the couch, getting in and doing something rather than nothing. And to me, that was a little bit of a wake-up call a few years ago. And I was like, do you know what? Not everyone is about having a transformation. It is about that mental side. Yeah. It is about just the feeling of doing something to improve you that day.
Yeah, I think a lot of people will have those weird instances where they're like, I need to look like I'm doing something. I need to be active like everybody else's. They'll compare each other online. And it's about, as you say, you need to make it personal to you. Like, what can you do?
Oh, yeah.
Small
only
steps.
Person you're in competition with is yourself. And
yes, sir.
At the end, the reality is, and like we spoke about in my past, I have got that first-hand experience of you live once. Like, no matter what age, the body you're in, that you look at every day, you're in that body for the rest of your life. You can't change that. But you can change it if it's important enough to you. And we all have moments of if it's tough and we go to the cupboard and we have crisps. But you, do you know what? You're allowed to do that.
You eat those tasty chips. You eat those.
Everyone needs them little down times where you enjoy something. And you've got to enjoy your diet, otherwise you'll never stick to it. You need to learn what your body works off calorie-wise, and it's really simple to learn how to do that. You don't need to have a nutrition degree. There's loads of websites. So do you understand this? Or
Tell me more. I just want to know more. Let me soak in that knowledge.
Okay. So your body, to stay where you are right now, works off a certain number of calories, right? So if you Google my calorie calculator, it's top of the Google search. It'll ask you your age, your height, your weight, how active you are. And then what that'll do is that'll give you a breakdown of what, and it's science. This is the science of it all. So for your body to stay exactly where you are, it'll have a number, say it was 2,000 calories. Now, if you want to lose 1 pound a week, per day, you have to be 500 calories under that number for your maintenance. So by the end of the week, you want to be 3,500 calories less to lose 1 pound a week. So all foods has calories. Do you know what I mean? Avocado doesn't have something different than any. So this is where science is blown out, like blowing everyone out the water. Fitness people go, you have to do this. No, you don't.
Yeah, right.
All you have to do is, you could have, now, obviously, as a health person, you would never recommend it. But speaking as such, you could have burgers all day with chips all day.
Tasty, yeah.
As long as you stayed in that number, you will lose weight or you will stay the same or you will get your goal back.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Obviously, you want to be having vitamin, mineral-rich food because that's going to make you feel better. It's going to make your body work better and it's going to give you everything you need to have a healthy lifestyle. But the art of losing weight is literally just a numbers game.
Right.
And you don't need to be a nutrition guru to be able to pass on that information for fat loss. That's why the likes of Slimmer's World and stuff like that work, because they don't teach people how to, like, about the calorie deficit. But what they do is they give them free foods where a lot of the free foods, it's hard to eat over. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So what do you think challenges people today to get themselves fit?
Lifestyle.
Obviously, yeah.
We live in a world where everything is instant. So we don't really understand. I think being a kid in the 80s, I'm not sure. How old are you?
I'm 25.
So you're in the new generation.
In the newbies.
You're in the new generation. So being kids of the 80s, we were used to, you never had 24-hour shops. You never had a super. I remember Asda opening round the corner from us. It was a massive thing. We'd only ever had local shops which shut at a certain time, open at a certain time. And if you weren't organised to get things in that time, it was gone. But
yeah, and Sunday, they didn't open on Sundays
no,
either.
The only thing open on a Sunday, certain hours, was the pub and the chippy. But now, people have, at the click of a button, food, it's delivered to your doorstep. Clothes, delivered to your doorstep. Constantly on Instagram, comparing yourself to what you want to be. But we've also got all this easily attainable stuff at the drop of a finger that people struggle to realise. Like anything, if you want to live in a nice house or you want a nice lifestyle, you have to go to work every day and push yourself and hopefully progress yourself, get yourself up the ladder, start earning more money to get, do you know what I mean? Your body takes exactly the same as living in a nice house. You have to invest in it. You have to treat it the same. So yeah, you're allowed to go out for a meal once in a while and still pay your mortgage, but you can't go out every single night. Or drink bottles of champagne every day and still pay your mortgage. So you can't do that to your body if you want to be lean and have a nice body and feel good on the beach.
Yeah, oh my gosh. And your body is your temple. I remember.
Well, it's not even your temple. Your body is, it's you.
Yeah.
You look at it every day and you forget how special it is because you look at it every day. But you want it. You want everyone else to think it's special, but you have to start treating it that way as well.
So what would you say to people that are finding it a bit difficult to motivate themselves to get fit, especially in the current situation as well?
I'd say, well, you've got to start by, big tips, I'd say, stop comparing yourself.
Focus on you.
Stop following.
Switch off your phone.
What was that? Well, Joe, there's a few things. So basically, stop following anyone on Instagram that you want to look like that makes you feel bad, that you compare yourself to. Just stop following them because it doesn't do anything other than affect your mental health for the negative. If you're unsure what you're doing, join a gym and get someone to give you the program and help you from scratch. Now, if you can't afford that, there's so much online. I do daily classes every day while we're in lockdown. 10 o'clock on my Instagram at Richie Swan and the free. Come and join me. Let's get in my living room. It's in my kitchen, actually. But you know what? Also, things like sleep is really important. Having a good 8 hours sleep, not having your phone in bed with you when you go to bed. Stuff like that really makes a difference to your energy levels. And it's your energy levels that are what going to keep you going. But also the voice in your head. I have a client called Sarah. And she lost about 9 stone over 18 months with me. And she went on to win the member achievement at the Fitness Awards.
Amazing.
For a weight loss goal. I remember we were in the gym one day and She did suffer with her mental health. She won't mind me saying she posted it all over the place. And she did struggle with the food and understanding that it's just a calorie deficit. It's not about quick fix juices and all that. But the biggest thing was her own voice in her head. And I remember I'd been training with her for about 6 months. And she come in. And at the beginning, she used to start crying instantly on the treadmill. And I'd be like, oh my God. It was like pulling teeth the first month. And I was going, I can't. Like, it literally pushed me to my limit as a person, spending an hour with her. And then we broke down barriers. We got through it. I thought, and then I remember going to her, you've been in this room for an hour. What have you said that's positive? And she stopped and she was like, I went, not one word out of your, everything is negative. I don't know if you even have a positive thought in your head.
That's great and to it, challenge it triggered, that.
Yeah, and it triggered her to go, wow. And then I went, what has gone on good in your life today? What have you enjoyed doing? She was like, well, I've seen you. I love seeing you. There you go. But you're not acting like you, it's a positive experience right now. We could be like enjoying this. We could be like progressing on it. And then from that day, she was aware that her thoughts affect her mood. And it's so easy. Now, I'm not saying you can't have bad thoughts. You're a human being. But you can acknowledge them and go, okay, let it pass. Start channeling your thoughts to something that make you feel good. Put music on that make you feel happy. Stop watching the news if that's what you need because it depresses you. Put Disney on. Whatever it takes, it's your thoughts, the voice in your head, are what affect your future, who
of
you
course.
Are and how you feel about yourself.
Of course, because there's that kind of spiral. You have to kind of treat yourself like you treat your best friend. Like you encourage them and motivate them.
This is what I always say. I'm like, why does that voice in your head talk to you worse than you would speak to even your own enemy? And you have to acknowledge that it is just a voice.
And it's powerful.
You're your own worst. It is, and it's powerful, but it's even more powerful when you're able to lasso that voice and go, oi, back off now.
I'm better than that.
No, but it is, and there's things like The Chimp Paradox. It's a book which tells you about the chimp, how you react in your brain. It's once you can... That's something I'd recommend reading.
Who's
it's
it
really
bad,
good
you
for
know?
Your mind.
Oh, I'm testing you now.
Oh, I'm not sure. But everyone has that side to you that reacts. And it's about, oh, our producer's got it by Steve Peters, is it?
There you go.
Steve Peters it is. But, like, I've done a lot of stuff where, like, have you heard of The Secret?
Yes, yeah.
So if you can start visualising who you want to be, how you want to feel, if you can start, like, believing in that you deserve it kind of thing. And then even stuff like someone said to me, if you've got nothing positive going on in your life, like even if you've buttered your toast and you drop it and it lands so the butter's at the top, wow, you've got a win. And that breeds onto something else, do you know what I mean? If you can just start looking for every positive in the day, the more you're thinking positive thoughts, the more you breed them. And people are drawn to positive people.
Oh, yeah.
Next minute, people want to be around you. People, that's why I've loved working in my industry is... It does seem to attract a lot of like-minded people and I get to work on that with people and help them feel like they can change their lives for that sense.
And it radiates from you. That's why you have such amazing clients.
Of course,
And people just, doing your live classes.
So come and do my class. And you know what? You've got to have fun. Fitness is not about how you look. It's inclusive. It's about everyone. No matter what age you are, you can keep fit. Do you know what I mean? And it's about making it fun. And that's what my take on it is. It should be fun. I do go a little bit far, throwing a few swear words in, but it's all banter.
Oh, you cheeky devil.
It's all banter, do you know what I mean? And it's just about making people smile and laugh and leave their experience with you feeling good. And then that sets their day up to wanting to have a good day. Do you know what I mean?
That's what it's all about. Thank you so much, Richie, for being on the Keep Real podcast. It's been absolutely amazing to have you. So you're doing a girl and a gay in the gym every day for everyone's motivation. So please, everybody, do check that out and give every Sound Rebel podcast your listen and subscribe.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel network.
Like a girl and a gay in the gym.
Hi guys, I'm Harriet Jeffries, also known as the Gym Beards, and I'm with Richie Swan, and we are a girl and a gay in the gym.
Normally, we come once a week. Normally, what is
We're
it?
We're going to come every single time. Richie!
Okay, so normally you get us once a week, but you know what? Since we've got nothing to do, we're here every day, Monday to Friday. We're here to keep you lean, keep you focused. We're giving you tips on balancing your calories, dealing with stress, keeping your exercise up, and also giving structure to your day to keep you on track, to keep you going.
And you don't even need to bother going to us every day. You can go onto Spotify or to Apple Music and you can subscribe, and we will come to you every single morning. So you don't even have to do nothing. You just wake up in bed with me and Richie.
Oh, that sounds like the perfect morning. Budge up.
A Girl and a Gay in the Gym from Sound Rebel. Listen now on your chosen podcast app.